listening to today's Modern Worship here in Brevard County, 91.5 FM, WMIE.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in today.
Yes.
When?
Today.
And what day it is? Friday. Happy Friday. Yesterday, we spent some time talking a little bit about Make Your Day Count, that we are celebrating 2 years now. The month of July is when we came on 2 years ago to answer the call of God for this radio program. So we spend a little time there and talk a little bit about the goodness of God, because it's the goodness of God that kept us on this radio program for the last 2 years. And he has truly blesses me and truly blesses Pastor Diana. I tell you, he truly blessed us. He gives us great ideas that we implement them, and we see the goodness of God because we are faithful to what he called us to do. And we want to encourage you to be faithful to this radio broadcast. One word will change your life. Go out and do one word. You just need one word from God on this radio show, and that will radically change your life. Because if you change the way you think, you will change the way you live. So if you change the, let the word of God what changes you. We're going to give you some word this morning. Go on, Pastor Dye.
So you are able to access all of the programs, the Make Your Day Count programs, through the internet. If you go to the WMIE.com, WMIE, the radio station website, and you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's a black banner. It says On Demand. If you click that, a calendar will come up of the broadcast. If you actually click the name of the program, Make Your Day Count, it'll go to an archive where each program has been archived over the last 2 years. So those are available as continued teaching resources along with every other program that's aired here on WMIE. They're also in the archive. You can send the programs through text message or email or messenger to somebody who's outside of the listening area, and they'll be able to access it through an internet connection. So the program is not just restricted to the listening area of WMIE, but it is also available through the internet. Even when the programs are actually on live, when they're being broadcasted live, it could be listened to live, or you could get it in the archive later. So we want to encourage you to share. If the program has impacted you, send it to a loved one so that it can also do the same for them. The time goes by fast. The 15-minute program goes by fast. You can listen. Somebody can listen to it on their way to the work, while they're washing dishes, while they're sitting down. It doesn't matter. Just listen. Get the word of God in you and make your day count.
And I just want to give a big shout out to one of a very faithful listener, Bill Sims. He listened to this program very faithfully, and he also encouraged others to listen to the program. So a big shout out to people like those who hear Make Your Day Count, who this radio show has really blessed them. They are encouraged by the word. They know the teaching here on this broadcast is true, because we do not come to entice you with the word of men, but we come with simple the word of God, and we break it down so you can understand it. We do not come with the eloquency, the theology and all of this stuff, where you can, sounds good, but you don't understand. We come to give you understanding. The Bible says, the Lord is my light, my light, my light. The Lord is my light, my revelation. The Lord is my light, my understanding. The Lord is my light, my salvation. Light. When we come here, we come to give you revelation, knowledge, understanding of how to apply the word of God for your life. Simple. We want you to understand it. We want to show you how it worked for the apostle, how it worked for Jesus. We want to show you how it worked for the apostle Paul, how it worked for Peter. We want to show you how it worked for David. We want to show you how it worked for Solomon, how it worked for Job. Every time we come here, we want to show you how it worked for Moses and then how it will work for you. That's it. Ooh, that is great, man. When you see how it worked for them, and if I do the things that they do, I'll get the result that they get. Have you, now, just let me just show you something. Let me just show you something. Go to Hebrews chapter 11. The Word of God, that's what we come here to do, to just show you. Just show you how the Word of God works. And this Friday, listen to Hebrews chapter 11. Just read it. And I'll tell you where to stop.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony.
Yeah.
By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he being dead still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, "In Isaac your seed shall be called," concluding that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel and gave instructions concerning his bones.
Okay, so we see what's the common trend?
By faith.
And all of them has to do it.
And this goes on another 20 something some verses.
Yeah.
If you go through Hebrews chapter 11 and each of those people make a study and study their life, you'll know a lot about the Bible because each of those people were very significant. That's why they were mentioned. That's why they were kept in remembrance in this chapter, they call the faith chapter, Hebrews chapter 11. But if you study each of those people, then
their life,
you're going to have a big, a bigger picture of the totality of God's people and how God provided for them and how the life of faith was lived into being productive. When we read the word, we're seeing it in hindsight. We're seeing it as it all already came to pass. But they only had the moment and the next moment. And the next moment, as it built, they didn't know the they knew in the spirit, they knew by faith, but they didn't have the assurance of the finished product.
They just have the next moment, moment by moment. Mm-hmm. And that's why we teach here, make your what?
Day count.
This day. They live that way. They live from one day to the next day to the next day. To the next day. And you so 100% on this. We think of it in its when we look at their life, we think it just happened. And we're not seeing how it built, the totality of their life, how it built moment by moment, day by day, month by month, and year by year. That's how it worked. And that's what Make Your Day Count is all about. That's why we're so excited, Pastor Dye, to come. To come on this radio and to present to you revelation knowledge that we have obtained from God, from the Holy Spirit. We have obtained it, and we come on this radio program to let you know about it, to tell you about it. We have no other motive but to do the will of Him that sent us, right? We can tell you that. He sent us here 2 years ago. And we have no motive, not one motive, but to come on here and to do the will of Him that sent you. And I'll let you take it away from there.
The next chapter, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, it says, therefore we also. So as in chapter 11, it goes through all the foundational fathers of faith, and it goes through lineages. It goes through all the accounts. And then it says in chapter 12, verse 1, therefore we also, for us, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. So we have our part to do. The baton has been passed in the relay we call of life. We have the forefathers of faith who have went before us. Their account has been preserved. You know, God gave me a business, Transform Publishing, which is also 1 year now, this month, the 1 year anniversary. And we have 11 books published under Transform Publishing, five brand new authors that came out. And a lot of them, you know, they said they've been working on the book 11 years. They've been working on the book this long, that long. They were discouraged at times. They put it to the side at times. But when it all came together now and they had their final work and they have their book, you know, a daughter, an adult daughter read the mother's book and she said, now I understand. Reconciliation came. You know, there were things that she experienced in her childhood that she didn't realize why. It was because what her mother was experiencing. And that was preserved. That testimony was preserved in the form of a book, and it brought healing and restoration onto their relationship. So God, He recorded these things for us to bring restoration and healing in our life. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy a special message recorded live at East Coast Christian Center.
We want to welcome everyone, whether you're from the Parkway here at the Avenue, next door, down in Vieira, out in Cocoa, and of course,